Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And reaction is pouring in to the news today that the Obama administration is rejecting the Keystone XL pipeline, which was going to run from the tar sands of Alberta, Canada, all the way to Texas.
The State Department made the decision, but it was President Obama who came out today and announced the news. He said the pipeline would not lower gas prices and it wouldn't be a boost to the U.S. economy.
The pipeline would not make a meaningful long-term contribution to our economy. So, if Congress is serious about wanting to create jobs, this was not the way to do it.
So what does this mean for TransCanada, the company behind the Keystone Pipeline? We're joined now by Peter Armstrong, economics reporter for CBC News in Toronto. Peter, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So TransCanada has already responded. The company says it's disappointed in Obama's announcement, that rhetoric has won out over reason. How big is the blow to the company?
Oh, it's a big blow. Make no mistake about it. And you'd be disappointed, too. They've already sunk, I think it's $2 billion into this project. And so they put out a statement today essentially saying, listen, we're going to revisit this. We are going to try to find a way to build this pipeline, and reminding people that much of the pipeline exists. I mean, what they were proposing was a faster route, something that would shave off some of the corners and extend it and, you know, add to the capacity of getting an extra, I think it was 800,000 barrels of Canadian oil down to the Texas coast, but that they are going to review this, that they're looking at potentially a new application to a new president and a new administration. And with that, weirdly, we did see the stock of TransCanada begin to bounce back. It had dropped about 5% and is now at about 2%. So I think it speaks to the fact that everybody knew this was going to happen. And now there's a sense of, okay, well, what happens now? And I think that's the really interesting question.
Well, what happens to the oil that's in question here? We're talking about the Canadian tar sands. Is it just going to stay in the ground from now?
Well, I think the existential crisis for the oil patch in Alberta, in northern Alberta up in Canada, is more about the market price of oil, less than it is just about the Keystone XL pipeline. We still export a lot of oil to you guys, mostly to the United States. The drop in oil prices has disproportionately hit the Canadian market in ways that, you know, if WTI, the main benchmark, is, I think today it's at about $44 a barrel, that heavy, thick Alberta oil trades at a discount. So right now, I think it's at about $30, $31 a barrel. So you can imagine, with these huge costs that it takes to get that out of the ground, you're beginning to flirt and imperil sort of with break-even costs. And so we've seen future projects be canceled. We've seen expansions shut down, but they're still pumping an awful lot of oil. I think it's something to the tune of about 2.3 million barrels a day. It's still the third largest reserve of oil in the world.
Well, President Obama spoke with your brand new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau,
right,
today, and told him of the news. Of course, obviously, as you've been telling us, this is a big deal in Canada. How is Trudeau navigating this issue? He just took office.
Well, fairly deftly, and I think mostly because he knew this was going to happen. This decision has been sort of telegraphed for some time now. So he put out a statement saying, you know, that our relationship is much bigger than any one project, and that he says is looking forward to a, quote, a fresh start. The last prime minister called this project a no-brainer and that he wouldn't take no for an answer. So a very different tack from
Peter,
the new prime minister.
Peter Armstrong, economics reporter for CBC News in Toronto. Peter, thanks very much.
You bet.